and then just hit Instagram.
Mm-hmm. So as you were saying, I'm Maria Landron, and I actually work on a joint project with my classmate, Gregory Den, who's here, and he's another doctoral student at the University of Kentucky. We were also mentored by Dr. Douglas Cochfield, which some people may know, and Robin Pelley, another classmate and doctoral student at the University of Kentucky as well. All right, so there are no relationships to disclose in this presentation. Now, our main objective or purpose for this project was we were actually having like a common interest on standardization of credentials of public health directors. So we wanted to increase awareness among Kentucky's public health workforce of current efforts for improvement of infrastructure through workforce development, and consequently will improve quality of public health services provided at the health departments or other public health agencies. So we were actually looking for reasons on actually why to standardize the credentials. So Kentucky actually in 2009 by the America's Health Rankings was ranked 41st out of 50 in overall health in the United States. So when we actually started the proposal project, there was the Three Rivers District Health Department was actually working on a proposal to meet such standardization measure. So they actually met the whole TEKADA, Kentucky Health Department Association, all the health department directors from the local level, met on a kind of retreat, and they actually voted on a measure on these changes, and this happened on October 2010. So the measure was actually to change that all future hires for local public health director positions 2, 3, and 4 will be required to have at least a master level degree. So before, every single position at the health department, like 2, 3, and 4, were required only a bachelor's degree. So they changed it to a master level, either on business, administration, social work, nursing, and public health, of course. And then, so the position number 2 is actually, they're also required 3 years of experience in the public health field. Then position 3 is also required 5 years of experience. And then position 4 is required 7 years. And all of them are required a master level degree. However, once that measure was passed, we still have to get people trained on public health. It's still essential, because workforce development is essential for quality improvement of the 10 essential public health services, EPHS, by Kentucky's local health departments to address the state's current health burdens, as I mentioned, Kentucky's 41st on 2009. So we actually look out for several resources that were actually studying the same thing and why to make this proposal. So Leach Bell on 2001 and other colleagues concluded that public health workforce at the national level is unevenly prepared to perform the 10 EPHS and related functions. So the potential reason for that was that possibly it was related to a lack of formal training in public health. That's what they concluded. And they actually did some analysis concluding that 78% of public health officials in leadership positions, like being directors at the local level, in the United States lacks public health-related graduate degrees. And later, in 2005, Schioffi and Leachbell and other colleagues actually did like a follow-up study on this, and they established that public health workforce development priorities should be related to the labor market forces, workforce monitoring, competency development, and workforce performance as well. Recently enough, in 2010, Beckenmayer and Jones made a study of local public health agencies' leaders' characteristics. So their analysis consisted on comparing like clinical degrees on directors versus non-clinical degrees. So they found that the nurse senior executives or clinical background people were more directly involved with clinical or patient-related care and services, while the non-nurse or non-clinical background executives tended to provide a broader assortment and balance of the local public health agency's services provided. So having that evidence, we actually came up with a study design on how to actually approach our proposal. So we did a retrospective and cross-sectional study. We actually linked these two data, the 2005 National Association of County and City Health Officials, also known as NASHO. We used the 2005 profile for that one, and then we also used the National Public Health Performance Standards Program, NPHPSP, version number one, and we actually linked those two together in our study because they were contemporaneous. And then the Three Rivers Health Department Director made available the CADA data of the local health department directors' education demographics from all or the majority of the directors at the local level in Kentucky. Therefore, our study population was the local health department directors surveyed in the NASHO 2005 profile and then the Kentucky local health department directors in 2010. So we did frequency measures for the demographics of the directors at the national level and Kentucky. And then we did some t-tests to actually measure the association between the local health department director's education, which was actually our independent variable, and then the type of the performance towards the 10 essential public health services, which is our dependent variable, and I'll be discussing the results on that. All right, so here you can see we did the demographics according to NASHO profile 2005 in the United States in this case. So we classify by bachelor's, public health, nursing, and medicine. So as you can see on the public health, which is actually our proposal focus, 80.5% of them do not have any public health formal training. So that's actually more evidence for our proposal. However, I just want to mention, like, some people, for example, there are some joint degrees like MD, MPH, so some people can actually be mentioned twice because they may have an MD degree as well as an MPH degree. So we didn't stratify on this analysis on the joint degrees people. So related to Kentucky specifically, which is what our proposal is looking for, so we have like 49 directors, which is 89%, do not have any formal training in public health, which is also a big number, as well as in the national level. As you can see at the degree level, we have some master's and doctorate, but master and doctorate is not only public health, because that's what you may think from the first category there. So master here can include social work, nursing, public health, either way. So that 15% here do not mean that it's only public health. And then the appointment type of like directors in Kentucky is actually the majority are by promotion or higher. And then the title health, which I mentioned previously, the director 2, 3, and 4, which administrator means director 4 as well. So most of the people is actually director 1 and director 2 in Kentucky, which is actually the now it's going to be requiring the master level and then the 3 years of experience at that level. And then here's where our analysis actually went to, the t-test. So we measured the mean performance of the 10 essential public health services by local health department directors in the U.S. So we didn't make this analysis for Kentucky, which I will explain later. And we did it by the formal and non-formal public health training. So we found one significant association. It was related to the Central Public Health Service 1, which is monitor health status to identify community health problems. And we actually found that 59.2% of public health training was actually associated with better performance of that essential. So on a scale of 100, the higher score here, comparing the non-public health training versus public health training, the higher one is actually the better performance. So in that case, public health training. And then the essential public health services actually have several subsets, but we only did one subcategory in this case. So independent 1.1, which is population-based community health profile, and independent 1.2 is access to and utilization of current technology to manage, display, analyze, and community health data. It's actually also significant related to public health training, so they perform better towards the essential and categories. And as you can see, like the p-value is less than 0.05, and that's what means that it's actually significant. So of the 10 essential public health services, we only came up with one significant one. So, in terms of our recommendations, like the plan we propose actually on this standardization process, we're planning on an incrementally implemented scheme. We're talking here about 7 to 10 years. It's going to take a while. Window, and it suggests that it should be voluntary, especially at the beginning, and it should be competency-based according to your state, because some people have different competencies related to public health. Then the options to actually get through it. So what we propose actually here is the standardization of hiring credentials to necessitate formal training in public health based on the findings. Then we can do competency certification in the 5 core areas of public health. Now, this is based on Kentucky, of course, and Kentucky academic organizations run by 5 core areas, which is health behavior, health services management, epidemiology, biostatistics, and environmental health. So that's going to be state-related. Then we propose to get, like, people should get Master's of Public Health or Doctor of Public Health degree in order to be a director of the local health department. We're proposing to do grandfathering, so whenever this measure can actually happen, that will protect current people that is already hired. It won't affect them in that case. Then reimbursement for on-the-job training, because some people, as I will talk later, like, they're scared of the cost and stuff, so they can get reimbursement for the tuition or their training. And then the partnership with state and local academic organization. So when it comes to Kentucky, we're talking about, like, make, yeah. Oh, fine. Sorry. So it was a question. So partnerships, for example, University of Kentucky College of Public Health, University of Louisville School of Public Health, the Public Health Leadership Institute at the UK CPS as well. Then, so we will have some barriers, of course, as I briefly mentioned, cost. People are scared of, like, how much tuition could cost or how much it can actually cost to the health department to get people trained. Then competency-related agreement issues. Some people may think, like, so it needs to be on health services management. Some other people may think it should be health behavior. So there should be agreements on that. Then it's going to be an issue on acceptance of the changes among the experienced workforce, the policymakers, and current LSG directors. But here's where we're talking about grandfathering the current workforce already. And then there's a need for improvement to access of education and training. So some suggestions for overcoming those barriers is increase awareness of the importance of these efforts, which is actually what this proposal is looking for, to increase awareness among the Kentucky workforce. And then a proposed set of incentives like the reimbursement for the tuition, paying for their trainings, and salary increasement. So limitations of this study, so NASHO 2005 and the NPHPSP 2008 is data self-reported, so there's going to be bias on self-reporting. We couldn't use actually 2008 NASHO data, which is more contemporaneous with the other one, because by the time we did this study, like, the profile was not available, like, in terms of results yet or summaries. We actually found another study, like, local health department directors formally training public health score lower than local health directors not formally training public health. And the reason for it is that once you have that training, you're actually more critical of yourself and your performance. So we found that very interesting. And then another issue with the data is that NASHO 2005 was incomplete for Kentucky. That's why we had to, like, use the national data. So that means that we had to extrapolate it to apply to Kentucky. And then implications for the future research, we would like to utilize a more recent data set, so like NASHO 2008 or 2010, whenever they're available. We have to assure more comprehensive data collection in Kentucky local health departments, so we need to address, like, local health directors to actually be aware and increase the data collection, especially on demographics and workforce development. And then the main outcome, like the long-term goal of this proposal, is to design and implement an evidence-based model for workforce development for the 10 essential public health services quality improvement. Here we have reference, and in case, like, you may want to take a look at the 10 essential public health services.